Happy Christmas Eve. Is this on? I feel so tall. Welcome, one and all, to this wonderful celebration of light. Welcome to Star King Unitarian Universalist Church. We are a welcoming congregation, and we strive to foster respect and compassion for all people in a reverence for nature. We support one another in our search for spiritual and religious meaning and are committed to working for justice in the larger community. This month, our worship theme is appropriately Seasons of Lights. On December 10th, we celebrated Las Posadas here, a Latin American tradition that evokes the perilous journey that Mary and Joseph undertook, looking for shelter and being told there's no room at the inn. We process throughout our neighborhood holding candles and singing paz, queremos paz y libertad en este mundo. Peace, we want peace and liberty in this world. It was our way to show compassion and solidarity with all refugees seeking shelter. It was our Unitarian Universalist way of rejecting Muslim bans and hatred against immigrants. It was our way to share a little bit of our light in these times marked by fear, hopelessness, and despair for many. Then on December 17th, we celebrated Hanukkah by lighting together both our chalice and the menorah and receiving a special blessing to remind us that light is a miracle, that faith is a miracle, and that community is a miracle. That blessing reminded us of light as restoration of hope in the hearts of people who were persecuted, whose temple had been destroyed, and who had been unable to practice the religion of their choice. On Hanukkah, we sang together, light one candle. Light one candle for the strength that we need to never become each other's foes. Light one candle for those who are suffering their right to exist denied. Don't let the light go out. Don't let the light go out. Friends, there are two chairs up here in the front for Milagro. Welcome. So, friends, sometimes resistance and victory against tyranny takes the shape of one little candle. This past Thursday, we celebrated the winter solstice, a pagan tradition that invites us to bring in the greens, to enter into the night, to gather by the fire, to find in the darkness beauty, potential for transformation, healing, and life energy. Right here in this sanctuary, in the semi-darkness, we lit candles together and we prayed together. We Unitarian Universalists have built a religious movement rooted in diversity of beliefs and religious traditions. We take pride in being a denomination that welcomes people from all religions, all spiritual traditions. And here at Star King, we are a welcoming congregation that does not ask us to leave our beliefs at the door, but to share the best that we have to offer as we build the beloved community. Unlike other denominations, our individual congregations are self-governed and differ in worship style, architecture, mission. But there is one thing that unites us all. And that is our chalice. That is our symbol of freedom, of seeking truth, of showing up in community. Every time we light this chalice, it is a reminder that we are part of a bigger movement, that we are connected beyond these walls. that we have covenanted with each other to keep the light of truth, to tend the fire of commitment, and to nourish the warmth of community. That is what our chalice means for us. Our Christian roots are strong and easily found in our version of the Bible, otherwise known as the Gray Hymnal. Side by side with the wisdom of the Buddhists, pagan, Hindus, humanists, Native Americans, are the poetry of Mary Oliver and Oliver Wendell Holmes and the prophetic words of Dr. Martin Luther King. And all of them find in light and community, bless you, a symbol of the divine, a spark of hope in difficult times, a flickering star to guide us toward love. We all need stars to guide us. As we gather tonight to celebrate the birth of Jesus, teacher, healer, prophet, light of the world, may we keep in mind that the birth of every child is holy. As we notice the star shining bright in the night sky, may we recognize the divine light in each other, and may we feel within our own hearts the spark of love and hope rekindled and shining brightly, not just tonight, but every night. Now let us open our hearts in the spirit of worship. And we begin with the words found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, God is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and his kingdom will have no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born of you will be holy." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of God. Let it be with me according to your word." This is my offering to you this Christmas Eve in the form of a prayer. A Christmas heart is open to the new, expands to include the other, especially those who have a hard time loving us back. A Christmas heart believes in the magic of human compassion and risks being broken time and time again so that it may experience the miracle of love. A Christmas heart celebrates the way we imperfect humans try to show up for each other, to show up, to sit with discomfort and pain, to offer a listening ear, genuine, unconditional love. A Christmas heart seeks justice and the transformation of systems of oppression, one human heart at a time. It allows for individual growth as it encourages community building. A Christmas heart listens with reverence to each person's life story and knows that living with regret takes away precious energy. A Christmas heart practices forgiveness and love beyond belief with every breath. It is open to joy, wonder, playfulness, and all good things that renew and refresh the body, the mind, the spirit. A Christmas heart dances when recognized, lifted up, celebrated, and blessed for all of who we are. A Christmas heart is tender, gentle, forgiving, compassionate, resilient, elastic, pliable, flows like a river, recognizes opportunities for wholeness and healing, knows our inner beauty and encourages us to keep on keeping on, to keep on loving, to keep on peeling away the layers of fear in order to make room for the new. Now please respond with, give us a Christmas heart. When we embark on a risky journey, give us a Christmas heart. When we are tired and begin to doubt the value of our dreams, give us a Christmas heart. When in seeking compassion and shelter from the storm, we encounter indifference and downright rejection, give us a Christmas heart. When we are asked to practice radical hospitality and need to venture beyond our comfort zones, when our spirit hungers for deeper connection and loneliness weighs us down, when people we love and trust are unkind, when others are in need of our grace to renew hope, when we are afraid to reach out for help, when we are about to give up on our precious dreams, when our love is not reciprocated, when a loved one leaves this earth much too soon, when we are judged harshly, when we doubt we can make a difference, when we are surrounded by people yet feel alone. Now let us leave room here for your own personal intention. And after a pause, let us all say, give us a Christmas heart. Amen. Ashe, and blessed be.